Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I have finally changed my name. I've retired from At She's Plant-Based and the She's Plant-Based podcast, and now it's just going to be Autumn Clayman, which I'm really excited about. It's been over a month since I've done the rebrand. I've been feeling good. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I'm a holistic health coach and passionate about all things health and wellness. Today, I'm going to be talking about why I'm no longer vegan, and I'm just gonna jump right into this. I feel like I haven't fully talked about this yet, and I feel like it makes sense to now that I'm no longer She's Plant-Based. Not that I have to explain myself, but hopefully sharing my story to inspire others who maybe feel attached to a label or attached to a certain identity, or if you follow a certain lifestyle or you label yourself as something specific, but there's a part of you that no longer feels an alignment in that, that it's okay to change and it's okay to no longer be that person anymore. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. I was vegan for 6 years. And to give you a little backstory, I struggled with an eating disorder in the past, and then I kind of just reached a breaking point when I was 19/20 years old. I think the main motivator for me wanting to change my lifestyle was to feel good again. I wanted a good relationship with food. You know, growing up, I didn't really ever think about food. I kind of just ate whatever I wanted. I also ate pretty healthy. But it wasn't until my late teen years, I started seeing some body changes. I was going through puberty. I wasn't working out really anymore because I faced an injury, so I could no longer work out. And so my body changed really quickly. I talk about this in my first episode, which is my health journey. And I know I have an episode on body love, talking about my journey with learning how to love my body and all that stuff. So if you want to hear more about that topic, I do have 2 episodes about that. But like I said, I just wanted to have a good relationship with food. I was tired of going through these restrictive and binging cycles. I was tired of food constantly on my mind. It's literally all I ever thought about. It consumed my life. The way that I looked also consumed my life. That's all I could ever think about. And so I just started to become really curious. And I know that this is so basic, but I really wanted to understand why our bodies need food. We obviously know why we need food. It's to, you know, grow, thrive, and live. But I wanted to go even deeper and build a stronger connection with the food that I eat. When I started learning about the healing benefits of food and how it has the ability to, you know, help people with their mental health, so anxiety, depression, even things like acne and inflammation, gut issues. I've heard some amazing stories of people who have had cancer, and, you know, one thing that they changed with several things as well, not saying that food is just the cure of cancer, but eating in a way that's fresh and vibrant and whole foods, it was helping out with their cancer and so forth. So just hearing other people's stories and just going on a rabbit hole on YouTube and just on the internet, I remember I was researching for like 3 months straight. I was just so curious and I was so blown away to see how healing food is, yet many of us take it for granted. I think in the US, most people don't really build a connection with their food. It's very transactional. We have fast food chains literally everywhere, so we can basically get food at any time. We can also basically get everything and anything depending on where you're located, especially being in a big city. And then the grocery store, it's still like very transactional as well. We just see food on the shelf, food packaged. You know, you see the meat, you see the fish, you see the produce just sitting there. but we haven't actually taken a second to think about the process that it goes through and everyone that helped to bring that food there. Again, like, I know that this is just such basic thinking, but I really wanted to just understand food, the process, why we need it, and all that stuff. And it really opened up my mind because I took the simplest things for granted. And when people eat, they eat in a rush. People don't slow down. A lot of times people just want quick and easy food. And like, I get it, I'm guilty of that. But like, people don't take as much time in the kitchen as I think is necessary. Or they don't take as much time to eat their food. Everything is so fast paced here. And this really, really woke me up. As I was learning about food, I came across plant-based eating. It was interesting because I've learned about veganism before in two of my college classes, but it never really resonated with me. I remember it was a biology class that I took at CC. I went to Marin Community College up north, so it's very like people who are like into the environment and hippy dippy and like very connected to the earth. And I remember my biology professor was just talking about it, and it never resonated. And then in my English class, we had a debate about veganism, and we watched a documentary and all that stuff. She was also an environmentalist, but she wasn't vegan, and it never really clicked. That's kind of just the point. But once I started doing research and finding veganism on my own, I really started just really interested in the lifestyle. And I just started having a different appreciation for food. And so after doing tons of research, I came to the conclusion that you don't need animal products to survive, and factory farming and their practices are just absolutely terrible, and that's just an industry I don't want to be supporting. So I initially transitioned into the lifestyle for health reasons. Like I said, I just started wanting to eat again. I hated fearing food. I wanted to love food and enjoy it. So when I came to the realization and understanding that plant-based foods are loaded with macro and micronutrients and can help heal the body at the cellular level. Mind you, during this time, I was on several different medications, ate for my ADHD, anxiety, and depression. I was underweight. My anxiety was so debilitating to the point where I could barely go to school. I could barely go to work. I just had the worst social anxiety. I was extremely insecure. Like, I had the worst body dysmorphia. I thought people were constantly judging me. I was scared to be around people. It was a really, really low moment in my life, and existing was a struggle. But when I started changing my eating habits and starting to love and care for myself, this shifted everything. I got off all my meds unintentionally. Like, there was no plan of that. That wasn't even a thought in my mind. I woke up one day and didn't want to take my meds, and I never looked back, and I was fine when I got off of them. So I definitely think that there was some sort of link and correlation there. I'm obviously not a doctor, and I'm not recommending anyone to just get off their medication cold turkey. But that's what I did. And also during this time, I do want to note, like, I was going through my own spiritual journey and just like becoming more connected to myself and getting into meditation and journaling. So I was on that path as well. But the food was really a big thing for me. And like I said, helped me heal. There was definitely moments, though, when veganism became extreme due to the trends going on during the time, and being an impressionable young girl, and I kept looking at what everyone else was doing, and I kept trying to mimic that. So I don't know if anyone remembers this time, but this was when veganism was hot shit on YouTube. It was like Freely the Banana Girl. High carb, low fat was really big. So you wouldn't consume any oils. It was pretty restrictive in some sense. And like made going out to eat really hard and all that stuff. That didn't last long. And then I kind of got to a better place where there was more freedom in my diet. And then to be honest, I forgot to mention this, I genuinely didn't care for animal meat either, which is why the transition was so easy for me. So around like a year to 2 years prior to fully going vegan, I stopped eating red meat a couple years ago. It just wasn't for me anymore. And then there was a point where, you know, I was eating chicken and it just stopped sitting well with me. I kept getting a stomach ache after every single time I ate it. And then to be honest, I didn't really care for fish. And then as far as dairy, I stopped consuming dairy a couple years prior as well, since it just didn't make me feel good. So point is, the transition wasn't hard. It wasn't like this extreme thing. And even my mom said that she had a feeling I'd eventually be vegetarian one day. I was obsessed with fruits and vegetables as a kid, and spinach was literally my favorite food. So it wasn't a shock that I made this transition. So I'm not gonna bore you with like all the in between. So let's fast forward a few years. So like I said, when I was 19, I transitioned, 19/20 transitioned into a plant-based lifestyle. When I was 25/26, so this was 2021, I was really struggling with my hormones and brain fog. I had what is called adrenal fatigue. I was having horrible energy crashes, brain fog. I started gaining weight randomly. I dealt with fatigue and I really couldn't figure out what was going on. And I was talking to some hormone experts and a lot of them were saying it sounds like adrenal fatigue. I was also talking to just a lot of friends and a lot of them have actually been vegan. I feel like if you're somewhat involved in the health and wellness space, that you've been vegan at some point in your life. Just kind of like this joke my friends and I make, because I feel like at some point people have been vegan. Like even my boyfriend was vegan for like 6 months. But besides the point, it was this common thread where I was talking to a lot of my friends or even just people through Instagram, because I started opening up about the issues that I was struggling with. And a lot of people were like, you know, I know that you're not gonna like this answer, but once I started eating fish, once I started adding eggs back into my diet, I felt better. So I kind of just like let that marinate and wasn't gonna make any sort of impulsive decision and was just gonna try out different options. I tried taking like an allergy supplement, supplements for omegas. I was also getting in like a lot of nuts and seeds, but it just seemed like it wasn't enough for me. And so I just made the decision during that time to just try fish. Like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. If I don't like it, it's not the end of the world. If it doesn't work, it's not the end of the world. I'm open. And that's the thing about me is, especially when it comes to my health, like my health is my number one priority. And so I wanted to do whatever is best for that. I really believe in bioindividuality. I really believe in change. So as we grow and evolve, so is our diet. And I don't like putting myself in a strict box when it comes to my diet, because I've done that before. And again, like I really believe in the power of food and its ability to heal. So just from hearing other people's stories and just doing research into my symptoms and what could be beneficial, salmon was recommended. And I know Dr. Mark Hyman has talked about this as well. So I trust that guy. I love Dr. Mark Hyman. And he's talked about adrenal fatigue. And so I decided to eat some cooked salmon. It wasn't a lot. I was like, I'll just see how this makes me feel. This could have been placebo. But the next day I woke up and my energy was great. My brain fog was gone. It was a night and day difference. Like, it was insane. And so I was like, you know what? We'll just see how this goes. And I wasn't going to like jump into it and like, you know, start eating fish every single day. It's honestly not great to do that anyways. But point is I didn't go like fully extreme. I still maintained a primarily plant-based diet with eating fish occasionally. And so that's kind of just like where I'm at with my diet. I still eat anywhere from 80 to 90% plant-based. And then I have fish occasionally, and I've included eggs into my diet. I haven't talked about that too much, but I've been really just trying to listen to my body and let that lead versus staying stuck in some sort of label and identity, because obviously my Instagram handle, my business, you know, my LLC, and under the name She's Plant-Based. And so I think it was it wasn't like a tough thing to come to terms with, but it was just weird and unfamiliar. And I feel like I haven't wanted to talk about it too much or be super open because of the fear of judgment and criticism, because I've obviously have built a Instagram that represents plant-based living and plant-based eating. Therefore, I've attracted people who maybe are vegan or, you know, are plant-forward, whatever that, or something along those lines. And, you know, I would get comments if I was sharing like what I eat in a day or sharing on my story, there's fish in it. And then people are like, I thought you're plant-based, this, that. And so I just didn't like want to address anything until the name change, because that just felt best for me. Because I can fully remove myself from that label, because it can be difficult. You see someone online, and then like from an outsider's perspective, which I totally get, it's like, oh, your name's She's Plant-Based. And then I post fish and they're like, well, what the heck? I thought you're plant-based, all of this stuff. So, yeah. And I know I never have to explain myself to people, and it's no one's business the way that I care for my body and what I put in my body and all that stuff. And everyone wants to, you know, give you their two cents when it comes to diets and lifestyles, which I find really interesting. It's like, oh, if people eat a typical American diet, no one's pointing at them and shaming them for the way that they're eating. But it's like, the interesting thing that I've noticed is when you try to be healthier, when you want to eat certain things, then people run after you and they want to judge you and be like, you shouldn't be eating that, you shouldn't be eating this, this is bad, this is good. And it's like, let people live their life. That's why I'm never preachy about diets and when it comes to food, because I'm, again, such a strong believer in bioindividuality. What foods work for certain people may not work for another person. And this is based off of genetics, environmental factors, etc. And so it's too hard to put things in a box and say, this food is the best and these foods are bad and you shouldn't be eating them, because, you know, there's certain vegetables that I can eat that make me feel really good. Like, for example, I don't have too much of an issue digesting beans. I think just over time my body has gotten used to it. You know, same thing for kale. cruciferous vegetables, my body pretty much generally has an easy time digesting it and it doesn't affect me. Whereas, you know, I know people who eat one piece of cauliflower and they absolutely just blow up. And again, I think a lot of that has to do with my body's just been used to it now. So yeah, I think when it comes to diet, it's just too difficult to just generalize all these things. And for myself, my main motivator when it comes to diet, and when I say diet, it's just the way of eating, not like an actual diet. But when it comes to my diet, my main motivator is what works for my body, what makes me feel good. And that's gonna change. We go through different seasons. So depending on what season it is, my body's craving different foods and different things. You know, in the colder months, I want things like soup and chili and just more grounding, wholesome meals. Whereas in the summertime, in the springtime, it's hotter. So I want really just like light, vibrant, really fresh things. I'm eating a ton of fruit. I'm eating so many salads, smoothies, like that's just what I crave. And so I really honor and listen to my body in terms of that, instead of creating all of these rules and shoulds and all of that stuff, but instead getting in touch with my body and asking myself, okay, what sounds good? What am I craving right now? I know I'm kind of just like going off topic a little bit, but even just looking at diet trends, I feel like there's been really big trends in terms of, you know, people drinking raw milk, a really meat-heavy animal-based diet is trending right now. You're seeing people eat different organs and liver and all of that stuff. So it's been this really interesting thing. Like people are, you know, anti-oat milk, they're anti-almond milk, they're anti the alternative milks. And I've seen a lot of people are trying to drink more whole milk or raw milk. And so at the end of the day, I think a lot of this stuff is just trends. I'm not saying that it's bad. I know that it worked for some people and I understand the reasonings behind it, but I think as an individual, it's really easy to get sucked into those trends, and because everyone else is doing it, then you have to do it as well. So it's fine if you want to do that. It's fine if you want to eat more meat. It's fine if you want to eat organs and you know, drink whole milk. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I never want to shame someone for their diet. But I think, like, most importantly, tuning back into yourself when it comes to these trends, am I doing this just because I see this person on Instagram or this person on TikTok eating this way, or if it's like all over your TikTok for you page, so then you feel like you have to do it because you feel like the odd one out. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really interesting thing to see these trends, because we've gone from like veganism to like plant-based to now the complete other side of the spectrum. And so yeah, I think for me, like, as in terms of my diet, like I said, I'm still eating mainly plant-based, fish and eggs, and that's what's been good for me. And I like that. And so I'm always open to making changes depending upon what's going on and how I'm feeling. So I think that that's the most important thing, is really honoring that, not getting sucked into the rules, not getting sucked into the labels, not getting sucked into the good and the bad, like this is bad, this is good, but more so tuning into you and your body. And that's really how you're going to build a better connection with your body. That's how you're going to really eat intuitively, honestly. And that's what's really helped me when I've honored those cravings, when I've not shamed it or, you know, made myself feel bad. I think a big thing that I even see, or people messaging me, they'll say, you know, I've been vegan for 6 years, I've been vegan for 10 years, and I've just been feeling this way, and I'm feeling this pull to add eggs back into my diet or add fish back into my diet, but I'm so scared, I've been living this way for so long. And I understand the fear, and I think that that's valid. Like, change can feel scary, but I think most importantly, if your health is declining and if you want to try that, try it out and see how your body responds to it. You don't have to jump full force, but just baby step into it. That's kind of my advice for anyone who is wanting to transition outside of the vegan lifestyle. And even just really be getting to, like, be curious, like, maybe play devil's advocate a little bit and question things and question why you do it. Is it out of habit? Is it something that you feel like is fully serving you anymore? Is this in alignment with you? And just beginning to ask yourself the deeper questions. So yeah, that's a little bit about why I'm no longer vegan, why I no longer am like fully 100% plant-based. I still consider myself plant-forward. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about this because I haven't fully addressed the situation since I started adding fish back into my diet 2 years ago now. So yeah, I feel good. My diet, I feel great. And I think that's the most important thing. But yeah, message me if you've gone through something similar or if you feel like you're struggling or if you're struggling with even just like intuitive eating and like how to get in touch with your body. I'm happy to chat. I know I have a few podcast episodes about that, so I'll go ahead and link those in the show notes. I'll link all the podcast episodes that I mentioned if you want to check them out, because I know I have one about intuitive eating as well. So yeah, I will talk to you. I'm going to be posting every other Tuesday, so I will be talking to you in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you for tuning in. And where you can find me is at Autumn Clayman. And then same thing for TikTok. If you like today's episode and you want to share it with a friend, please do so. Also, it's so helpful if you just provide me with any sort of feedback, whether you like the episode or if you have any other thoughts about it. I would love to hear from you. If you haven't already, please go ahead and rate my podcast. It really goes a long way and helps me out a ton. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon.